You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, the government announced it is moving forward on overhauling restrictions on the use of gene editing and other genetic technologies in New Zealand, establishing a dedicated gene tech regulator before 2026. The law will be based on similar legislation in Australia, the Australian Gene Technology Act 2000, while taking a hybrid approach to regulation with applications assessed under a risk framework. With legislation expected to go through Parliament by the end of 2024, it will remove regulatory hurdles that have been in place for the last 30 years on developing genetic technology beyond the lab. I spoke to principal scientist at Plant and Food Research and professor in the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Auckland, Dr. Andy Allen, about this announcement and whether he welcomes the change. So as a nearly 30-year ban on genetically engineered or modified organisms outside the lab, conversations about lifting this ban have been happening for some time. Were you pleased to see this move from the government?
Yes, generally I'm very excited that we're having some progress. 30 years of conversations around this topic seems to have got us nowhere. I think we've matured a lot in those years, so I'm interested to see what a new regulatory setting could do for our research.
Why was change needed? What were some of the conversations that were being had in this time?
A lot of things have happened. You know, the technologies have got more and more precise, and we know what we've always known what we've been doing, but the public more and more of the public have gone on board with the idea that we could use some of these tools. So that's a bit of a change. The other change is that around the world, other countries have gone really light on their regulations on certain technologies. Gene editing is the one we probably should talk about the most. And since they're now often not regulating at all, New Zealand started to fall behind in what we can do.
And this new legislation that the government's proposed will be based on Australia's Gene Technology Act 2000. Do you think this is a good model for us to adopt and base our own legislation on?
It's a good basis. That their regulatory settings are already 4 years old, and it's always good to have the best settings. So I think ours will be based on it, but we'll have our own nuances, our own additions to make it sort of Australia plus. I think they're good settings. That their regulator treats plants or organisms that have extra DNA in them as GMOs and assesses them on a risk basis. And if a plant or organism has no additional DNA, it treats them differently. It says that they're probably outside regulation.
And using the Australian law as a model, New Zealand is taking a hybrid approach to regulation with applications assessed under a risk framework. What do you think this might look like? What will the new laws enable?
Yeah, so if you're a regulated organism, so if you've got extra DNA in the product, then it will go to a gene regulator and be looked at based on risk. So, a case-by-case basis, I think that's the sort of approach that New Zealand needs. It's not everything is go, some people have been saying that we're letting everything out. Well, that's not the case. It's a risk-based process. If the extra bit of DNA in an organism makes the organism more weedy or has an impact on the environment, then this regulator will look at that and say, no, you can't do that. That's what I imagine. If the addition to an organism has no effect on the environment or on people's health, then it will be looked at more judiciously. So it really is a case-by-case approach, which is all we've been asking for. We haven't been, the New Zealand science sector hasn't been asking for a carte blanche approach to let everything go. We wanted to look at things on a case-by-case basis.
And in light of this announcement, Science, Innovation and Technology Minister Judith Collins said lifting the ban was a major milestone in modernising gene technology laws to enable us to improve our health outcomes, adapt to climate change, deliver massive economic gains and improve the lives of New Zealanders. How do you propose these changes to genetic modification and editing will impact other sectors in Aotearoa, such as those listed by Collins?
Yeah, my area of expertise is plant biology and crop science. So you know, my biggest concern in the next 10 years is the climate impact. You know, so climate change is a major concern. And if we have a tool such as gene editing that allows us to get our plants that are already out there a bit more ruggedized, a bit more stronger for climate change, then this is a very good idea. There are other natural processes which we can use to make our crops less sensitive to higher temperatures, for example, and that includes breeding. But breeding of large trees is very slow. So we need tools that allow us to go a little bit quicker. Quicker can be concerning to some people, but you know, as I said, climate change is more concerning, and I think most of New Zealanders would agree with that.
Are there other practical measures you would like to see in relation to gene technology and climate change then?
Well, I think we, you know, for climate change, we should be looking at everything. You know, we should be using as many tools as possible. You know, gene technologies are just one aspect. I want new crops to be put in the ground, you know, things that haven't been really, you know, winners in New Zealand's sector, horticultural sector. You know, and that doesn't require any technologies. I think we should be planting in a more diverse way, and planting in more areas around the country. That will help us cope with a warming climate.
And that's all I've got for today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just generally that, you know, plant biologists, plant scientists that are ready to help. You know, our job is to deliver data, deliver options. Our job is not to advocate for any particular industry or science. It's just to try to get our results out there, to talk to people, to help with the conversation, and to encourage people to help us make the right decision for New Zealand.
That was Principal Scientist at Plant and Food Research and Professor in the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Auckland, Dr. Andy Allen, speaking to me about the government announcing to end the ban on genetic modification and genetic engineering outside the lab.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.